Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying what the Bible says about worship. Today I want to talk with you about scriptural results of true worship. What is the result of worshiping God? First of all, worship honors and glorifies God. Psalm 50, verse 23 says, "Whoever offers praises glorifies God." We live in a world that glorifies rock stars, Hollywood actors, people who have made tremendous sums of money, perhaps sports stars, or even politicians. They are glorified in the media, in newspapers and magazines. They are lifted up. They are praised by men. And yet, God has called us to be true worshipers, and the scripture tells us, "Whoever offers praises glorifies God." One scriptural result of true worship is that worship brings honor and glory to God. A second scriptural result of true worship is that worship pleases the Father. In John 4:23, Jesus said, "But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him." Here we are told by Jesus himself that the Father was looking or seeking worshipers. He was looking for people who would truly worship him. We know from Revelation chapter 7 that in heaven, worship will be an ongoing event. Worship and glorifying of God will continuously abound in heaven. In verse 9 of Revelation 7, it says, "After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" Worship pleases the Father. Our world is filled with worship. Some worship money, some worship people in an idolatrous way. And yet God has called us to be true worshipers, ones who worship God alone. Worship pleases the Father, and pleasing the Father is a result of true worship. A third scriptural result of true worship is that worship sets our focus upon the greatness and the abilities of God and takes our focus off of our circumstances and ourselves. King David, who wrote many of the Psalms that we find in the Bible, was one who was a true worshiper. God called him a man after his own heart. He faced many, many difficult circumstances, chased by a king who was insanely jealous of his abilities and his anointing by God. He hid in caves. He had people forsake him. He was nearly killed many times, and yet he learned to be a true worshiper of God. And he wrote, "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. David knew how to praise God's goodness and his faithfulness. King David was a true worshiper, and he learned that if he would focus upon God with worship and with his praise, that it would take his focus off of his circumstances and off of himself. And by doing this, it didn't just give him momentary relief from the pressure of the day, but it brought the help of heaven onto the scene. Worship will take your focus off of your calamity and put it upon God. And by doing so, there's a release of power from heaven into your situation. Also, you will feel a relief from the pressure that Satan will bring to bear upon your mind when you are facing difficult circumstances. God wants your focus upon him, and Satan wants your focus upon the circumstance so that he can bring depression, anxiety, and fear into your life. A fourth scriptural result of true worship is that worship ushers in God's presence. Psalm 22 verse 3 tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. When we praise, God literally makes a throne in our praises. He brings his presence to inhabit that place of our praise. Worship of God in your own life will usher in God's presence. If you have not been able to sense the presence of God in your own life, begin to develop a life of praise and worship, because that worship, that act of worship, of adoration from your heart to God's, will usher in God's presence. A fifth scriptural result of true worship is that worship creates an atmosphere in which God can speak to you. In Acts 13, verses 1 to 2, we find the story of some Christian brethren who had gathered together and they were ministering to the Lord. And that word ministering simply means they were worshiping and praising God. And in that setting of worship and praise and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, the scripture tells us. In other words, God spoke in the middle of that circumstance or in the middle of that atmosphere of worship. If you desire to hear from God, set aside times for worshiping and ministering to the Lord. I remember quite clearly a moment when I received a word from the Lord, and it was a very needed and prayed for word. It was a directional word that I was seeking. My husband and I were praying about making a change or a move in our ministry. And during a worship service on a Sunday morning, during a time of worship and praise, I wasn't thinking about the situation, I wasn't praying about it, and I wasn't asking God for an answer. I simply was worshiping God when suddenly I had an open vision and the Lord gave me a very clear direction that it was indeed time to make that move. It was very riveting, and I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt God was speaking to me that we were not to hesitate another moment. At the exact same time, my husband was worshiping the Lord, and God spoke to him in a different way, making it very clear to him that he was not to wait another moment, but to move ahead with what God had been prompting us in with regard to a change of direction in our ministry. Worship creates an atmosphere in which God can speak to you. A sixth scriptural result of true worship is one that is most precious, and it is that worship puts you in a position where God can move on your behalf in your darkest hour. In 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 to 27, we find the story of King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah. They were about to be attacked by three enemy armies. They prayed and sought the Lord and got his directions and began to sing and to praise God. God gave them that direction to set out praisers in front of the army. And 1 Chronicles 16:22 says, "Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who had come against Judah, and they were defeated." If you need God to move against some difficulties in your life, begin to sing praises to Him. The same results are seen in the New Testament. In Acts 16, we find Paul and Silas in prison at that midnight hour. They began to sing praises, and the Lord sent an earthquake that loosened their chains and opened their prison cell. Don't just pray about your problem. Begin to worship the one who is more than able to solve it. Worship puts you in a position where God can move on your behalf in your darkest hour. Become a true worshiper, for the Father seeks such to worship Him. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, become a true worshiper and have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.